in Ruth chapter 4. Boaz accepted God's word at great cost to himself. But we need to remember that Boaz was also a sinful man in need of a redeemer himself. He had made many trips to the altar where he gave his sacrifice and expressed his great need and great hope in a redeemer to come. And one day, that redeemer did come. At great cost to himself, Jesus left the treasure of heaven to walk the dirt of earth. He put aside his crowns and robes of eternal light and glory and put on creation's skin and entered into our darkness. Boaz sought to follow God's law, but Jesus perfectly, fully, and completely kept God's law all of the time. Boaz was a worthy man, but Jesus was the worthy man of all time. Boaz redeemed and restored the line of Elimelech in order to keep hope alive for Elimelech's family. But Jesus Christ redeemed his chosen ones in order to secure their hope for all time. Jesus took what condemns a man in front of God and put those condemnations on himself and then submitted to God the Father's chastisement and punishment and wrath. It was as if God had stored up all of his anger and wrath towards you and your sin that justly deserves his punishment, and he unleashed it towards you, only to have Jesus step in and absorb every last ounce of it. No more guilt, no more stain, no more sentence of death being waved over your head. All of it buried deep within the death of Christ. And then in his resurrection, all of his righteousness and perfections placed upon our account. When Boaz welcomed Ruth into his home, all that was hers, her poverty, her brokenness, her need, all that went away, and all that belonged to Boaz now belonged to her, and she dwelt there secured by the riches and love and grace of Boaz. In the same way, when you close with Christ in repentance and faith, fully trusting that his death on the cross sufficiently pays for your sin, and his resurrection is the stamp of God's approval of this sacrificial offering, then you are welcomed into his house, and all of your poverty and neediness is buried in his grave, and all the riches of his righteousness get placed on your credit, eternally secured in the riches of his grace. Believer, you are secure in Christ. No one can pluck you from his hand. Nothing can separate you from his love. The hard part has been accomplished. God did not spare his own son from the cross. That was the hard part. Keeping us and graciously giving us all things is the easy part. When you pray today, please remember Adam Bartese, our missionary in Florida. Also remember the Elway Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Benin, Ghana, and Togo.